Not just a makeover fantasy. This one was submitted by Dedalion, and I had so much trouble trying to make this safe for work. So the trouble happened during the clothes shopping because I really, really, really wanted this guy to get this hot, sexy underwear. I was also like really horny when I made this. Well, I won't get into specifics about that, but I was just like, yeah, he needs the hot, sexy underwear. And then I was like, okay, and then this needs to happen, and then this needs to happen. And I just could not keep it safe for work for the life of me. So it became not safe for work. So I have nothing that's safe for work this month at all. And then I just could not stop thinking about, like, him wearing the underwear and then me, you know, like stroking him over it. So it just kind of went on from there. I'm like, nope, this is not going to be safe for work in any way, shape, or form. And then I'm like, yeah, I really want to sit on it too. I want to grind on it. I was in a mood, okay? And then I think I chose Game of Thrones just because I started watching it way too late. I watched the first season back in 2012, which was not very late. But then I took a long break between the first season and the second season. And I feel like when I started the second season, they were already maybe, I don't remember if the last season was out yet. Maybe. So I'm like, I already knew spoilers from the season because there are some big ones that happen in the series, obviously. And I saw some episodes out of order because I kept hearing about, what was it, the Red Wedding? And so I'm like, oh, what is that all about? So then I saw that episode when I was over a relative's house. And so I hadn't seen the second season yet or anything. And I just saw everything all out of order. So yeah, I knew what was coming for a lot of it. And I would love to have seen the series without knowing what was going to happen. Okay, anyway, sorry. But yeah, I just thought Game of Thrones, I don't know. That's some information about why I chose it and my thinking. And yeah, and just her mentioning that, you know, the series is already out and she knows what's going on. Also, I'm probably not supposed to be using the sound from it, but I mean, there's other stuff going on. It's not like anyone's paying attention to the music from Game of Thrones or the dialogue when, you know, there's other stuff overlapped. So, I don't know. I don't feel too bad about using the sound from it. And so I used a real fantasy of mine in this where she's like, you know, I just think about getting attacked. And so he does that to her, but then he thinks better of it. And he's like, yeah, this is a mistake. And he's like, I shouldn't do this. He gets control of himself. And then she gets really hurt by that. And what she says to him is kind of surprising after that, but I think it's just because she is so upset. And she's kind of blaming herself too, and she's embarrassed. She's like, well, maybe he didn't like me like that, and maybe he wasn't into it, and, you know, maybe he doesn't have those same feelings. I just saw her as being really hurt. And that's why she kind of goes off in that way that she does. But it turns out that he's a bit of a sadist. And so it all works out in the end. But yeah, that one, I was not intending for it to go the way it did. Like, this one just totally surprised me. The characters completely took over with this one. And I did not see anything coming that happened. Like, seriously, it was supposed to be safe for work at first, and then that didn't happen. And then, you know, she just did her own thing, which is really, I think, what I wanted to do because I was horny as fuck while writing it. And so, yeah. But the whole, like, rape it and the other stuff that happened. I did not see that coming. I think there was a lot of me in this one. A lot of me. So yeah, this is what happens when, like, I'm trying to make an audio and I'm really horny. I think it came out well. A big part of that is the sound effects. I really like the sound effects in this one. And, I mean, you know, it helps that I used the real Game of Thrones, you know, dialogue and music and stuff. I'm so bad. But, yeah. Oh, and the kitty cats! The kitty cats! So, like, this is something that's really happened to me where I've found some kittens in front of my house, and my neighbor took in all the kittens and then got them, like, vaccinated and stuff. Not fixed, because they were too young for that, but I was really poor when this happened. I was a student, and I did not have money to give, and so I still feel very awkward about this, even though this was a long time ago. So I just, like, took my kitten after he was weaned, and I didn't say anything about money. I just was like, thank you. I was young. I still feel really bad about it. So this is kind of to make amends for that. But I did not have a thing for my neighbor at all. He was, like, you know, 30 years older than me. 40 years older than me. I don't know. So, yeah. Oh, I had to have little kitty meows in this. Yes, I did. Oh, they're so adorable kitties. I think I need to stop myself now because, yeah, between, like, oh, kitties and oh, horniness, it's, I don't know, this thing, commentary is probably just a mess.